Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, indeed. So Cliff Kingsbury and Josina Anderson puts it as they've requested officially with the Commanders to talk to Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury does not have to choose to talk to any one of these teams, the Bears or the Saints. He cannot talk to them until the Commanders are 3 days removed from their final game.
Yeah.
Okay? So, meaning Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, I assume the third day he could talk to them. Wednesday, maybe it would be Thursday. I don't know. But there's no guarantee that Cliff Kingsbury would even be willing to talk to them. And here's part of her report. Josina Anderson, who obviously has good sources, has been around for a while. She said some league sources are trying to fully ascertain how much Kingsbury really wants to be a head coach this cycle with more time to reflect given his current circumstances in Washington. You and I have not talked about this. I said last week, I don't think Cliff is going anywhere. Everybody got their panties in a twist last week when Cliff said, yeah, you know, at some point I'd like to be a head coach again. And they all took that to mean, oh, Cliff is trying to get out the door on a one-way train. That is not the way I interpreted it. As a matter of fact, I took it as a win for the Commanders because he was like very clear at some point. And, oh, by the way, not only do I love this job, but it's rekindled my love for the job.
So I'll say
or
this.
For the game.
I think there's been a overarching, like, overreaction to the possibility of Cliff Kingsbury leaving.
Shocking.
I was just discussing it a little bit with Craig, and I'll join him at 4:30 on his show. I just don't believe. I think there's such a collaborative effort, or there's been such a collaborative effort this year for Washington's offensive success that losing Cliff is not going to be the end-all, be-all. They straight up told you. Oh, David Blau is one of the most sought-after rising up-and-comers in the sport in terms of, like, coaching that quarterback position, play designing, things of that nature. You still have Anthony Lynn, who may actually leave this offseason to become an OC. Who knows what type of opportunities he's going to get. I think you still have Brian Johnson. There are guys that Tavita is something, somebody that's, think about this, this coaching staff retained Tavita Pritchard from the last regime. He's like the only carryover, is he not? Him and Ryan Kerrigan?
No, the wide receiver coach,
okay,
too.
Okay, yes. Bobby Turner.
No, not Bobby Turner.
Excuse me. Yeah, why'd I call?
Bobby Turner was the former. Bobby Engram.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Bobby Turner's my guy.
Yes.
San Francisco.
Yes, yes, yes. But you see what I'm saying? I think until I would begin to have concerns about the staff being poached when multiple guys are poached. Cliff, to me, is not the end-all, be-all.
Yeah, here's the problem. What if Cliff takes certain guys with him, which I would think a guy like Blau would be one of those guys.
He'd be Cliff's OC.
Right? I don't know about that, but would be one of them. Yeah, maybe just the quarterback.
Well, the
coach.
Kubiaks,
some guys would be blocked, some guys would go.
Yes.
And I think you also have to keep in mind that depending on levels and titles and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I guess the point being is, like, to me, it's really bad if Cliff goes, because not only do you lose Cliff, but you are almost surely to lose three or four offensive assistants. And don't forget about this.
Mm-hmm.
If Cliff becomes a head coach again,
yeah,
what's to say he doesn't take defensive assistants too? I mean, he's the head coach of a team.
Well, just saying, based on Washington's defensive results.
I understand that, but you want familiarity.
Who would be the guy that he takes? Because some guy, this is a young defensive staff. Like, it's relatively inexperienced.
Relatively.
Outside of Jason Simmons. William Gaines is really his first time. Ryan Kerrigan, Sharif Floyd. Tapp's been a guy that's been a position coach before, but it's a young group.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you can't rule it out.
No, I hear you. I hear you. 100%.
Just like you can't. And even if Cliff stays, there's likely to be poaching. Because
I think Anthony Lynn's highly sought after because he's been a leader before, and they look at him as some outsiders are going to ask, well, how much influence has he had on the running game that Washington is really good with?
Well, what about Bobby Johnson as well? Now, all of a sudden, he came here with this terrible reputation because the Giants struggled on the offensive line, so it automatically meant he couldn't coach.
He's coaching his tail.
Okay, so just things to keep in mind. The more success you have...
We still got Stapleton. We still have Coach Stape now.
Yeah, sure. The more success you have, the more likely it is that guys are going to get promotions
and
leave.
What? It's good.
Yeah.
Because guess what? People are getting fired around the league left and right, and Dan Quinn's got a bunch of buddies on speed
now
that he can call. And I think Adam Peters does as well, which is why when Ben Johnson takes the job and leaves with Lance Newmark, insert Rand Carthon. Easy.
You think Lance Newmark's going?
Oh, you bet your ass.
As a general manager.
I would think so.
I mean, not assistant general.
Lance, what they're doing
as
up
there,
you pointed out a lot when you talk about the Lions, and I do it too, kind of to slight them, because Dan Campbell gets all the credit. Mm. That front office is the best in football
Brad
right now.
Brad Holmes is the number one kick-ass general manager, period, bar none, period. Howie Roseman's really good. Howie Roseman's made some mistakes, though.
Howie's kicking ass, too.
Brad Holmes has not made that many mistakes.
Jameson Williams was long time looking at his big mistake.
I don't even know if that's considered a mistake. Exactly.
Yeah, so.
All right, we'll move along from that. More on Kingsbury tomorrow. One thing I wanted to get to here, and listen, this is a sports show. We don't talk a lot of politics, a lot of real-life tragedy, all that stuff. The horror show that is going on in Southern California and the Los Angeles area and, Palisades and all that. And I don't even know all those areas. Just unbelievable. But there is a sports component. I mentioned this earlier. The NFL is monitoring about a potential, having to move the Vikings-Rams Monday night game. The NHL has already postponed the LA Kings home game.
Wow.
Not that that's shocking, but... they were supposed to play tonight at the old Staples Center, Crypto.com Arena, and they have moved that game, or I should say they've canceled that game, the Kings and the Flames. The Lakers are scheduled to play the Charlotte Hornets tomorrow night in that same arena.
That's probably going to get canceled. And add another layer, I don't know if you saw this, Kawhi Leonard personally being impacted by this has had several family members have to be evacuated. The Clippers have excused him from the team.
I did not see that.
Indefinitely.
Dude, what I saw on video, there it is. Okay, yeah.
He's
stepping away from, listen.
That's incredible.
You have Kawhi Leonard who's had some injury issues and people have dogged him. And then you have Jimmy Butler.
Are you mad at Jimmy? I knew you'd be mad.
You think I'm wrong for being mad at Jimmy Butler? You think he's such a saint and angel?
What about what Pat Riley's done?
Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley had to suspend him for 7 freaking games. Grow up, Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Hoops. Jimmy Basketball. Jimmy Numbnuts.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Clean up in aisle 3.
What'd you call him? Jimmy Numbnuts?
Something like that.